We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were discussing the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah. So, in preparation for the blowing of the shofar, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to hear the shofar, a fulfillment of the biblical commandment, the mitzvah in the Torah, that on the seventh month, the month of Tishrei, we should have a day of blowing shofar. And as our sages instituted, that we blow shofar, both the shofar before Shmoneh Esrei and during Shmoneh Esrei, and we don't talk in between the shofar. So when we fulfill that, we're fulfilling the rabbinic institution, which is a fulfillment of two biblical mitzvot, to listen to the rabbis. And we pray that in the merit of keeping this mitzvah, we will also have the verse that says, when you blow your trumpets, Hashem will help you and save you from your enemies. It says, on that day, a great shofar will be blown, and all the people lost in all the foreign lands will come back to Yerushalayim. And we're preparing ourselves for the Musaf prayer. The Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah is a special rabbinic institution corresponding to the Musaf sacrifice of Rosh Hashanah. And the Musaf prayer, on the surface, is the rabbinic mitzvah that the rabbis instituted of praying Musaf. Within the Musaf prayer, we say Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot, which in the Talmud, it's unclear whether that's biblical or rabbinic, the responsibility to recount the Zichonot, Malchuyot, and Shofarot, those blessings of the Musaf. Our sages aligned it with Psukim. So either way, we're either fulfilling a biblical mitzvah or more likely the rabbinic mitzvah of saying the Musaf in this way. We ask that it be the will of Hashem that in the merits of this, Hashem will remember us for good. And when we blow shofar, Hashem should remember the Akedah, and it should be considered as though we bound ourselves before Hashem. We say that blowing the shofar will confuse the Satan, and he won't speak bad about us either. Now, we have a custom before Yom Kippur that we take kaparos. We take, some people take a bird, they wave it around their head, and then they slaughter it and give it to the poor. So, a person should say that he's fulfilling the mitzvah to shecht. That's one of the mitzvot, to shecht directly. And we have a mitzvah on the eve of Yom Kippur to eat. Chazal instituted, it says, on the ninth day, if you eat, it's as though you fasted 2 days. It's as though you had a mitzvah to fast twice and you did it. So Hashem says, if you eat and drink on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippur, and Purim, I'll give you great wages, the Midrash says. We go to shul, and the custom used to be that a person would get lashes. A person would bow over, and they'd hit him 39 times. And that was in commemoration of how Bezdin would lash a person over the lavim, the losase, the prohibitions that he transgressed. At mincha, we say vidui, and that's a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah to do tshuva. The first stage of tshuva is vidui, to tell Hashem what we've done wrong. And we should enumerate exactly what we've done and tell Hashem we regret it and we're never going to do it again. And then the custom is that people go to mikveh, and that custom has basis in the Torah. The Torah says in preparation for the holidays, one should purify oneself. That's why some rabbis held it was biblical or obligatory. We don't hold that way, but at the end of the day, it is a minhag, and it is a good thing to do. Before sunset, we stop eating, and we accept upon ourselves that we're going to accept the holiness of Yom Kippur in the mitzvahs of Hashem, which is that we have 1 day from the eve to the nightfall, the eve of Yom Kippur to the nightfall, and we are going to have the holiness of Yom Kippur. It is a biblical mitzvah or rabbinic mitzvah to add onto Yom Kippur. Just like on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's the mitzvah to start the day, the holiness of the day, a little bit before the day comes, before sunset. When we come to shul, so a person should say, I'm accepting on myself the holiness of the day, and that includes the mitzvot. The mitzvot that on this day we don't do work. The mitzvot that this day should be a Shabbat Shabbaton, a day of rest. That's a prohibition and a biblical obligation. The prohibition not to do work by day and night, each one is its own prohibition. And we have 5 prohibitions over the work of Yom Kippur. The Torah gives us 5 different prohibitions to do work on Yom Kippur. And we'll pick up here, Bezlachim, next time.